You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Talk is cheap.
Gab, gab, gab. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Fantastic, okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And still a little smoke out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
92.7 WMDX, some sunshine, but yes, very hazy this morning. And
very much like being in your apartment. So,
my apartment?
Wait, just well, yeah, yeah. Always, you know, smoking what? The
okay.
Yeah, the hookahs and
the bongs. The bongs. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Weather today, highs in the mid-70s, and okay.
You know, your bead curtains are nice, though. I gotta
you like
say
that? Yeah, I've got the I've got the new style lava lamps.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't find the old style.
Yeah.
Got that going, and yeah, got the hookah and
cool.
The bong. And yeah, sure. Okay, you can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress.
Yes.
You know, John, yes. Plenty has changed since they first opened their doors back in 1958. You remember 1958?
I remember back then.
58
yeah.
was a great year.
Yep.
Some things remain constant, though, at Verlo Mattress throughout their history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. You can go to verlo.com and find out a whole lot more.
And don't forget to mention the adjustable beds as well.
That's
tell
right.
them John sent you.
The adjustable bed frames. Yes. And they have plenty of accessories, too. All kinds of.
John who?
they have pillows. They have accessories.
Yes.
Go to Verlo. Just go there.
All right.
Okay. East side or west side?
All right. Okay. Let's. Do we?
Oh, do we have Savannah Tomei Olson with us?
Savannah with us right now.
I think we do. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, John. You really got me with beaded curtains. I've been sitting here cracking up, hoping my mic doesn't open.
All right. Well, just take a deep breath. You'll be fine.
I know these guys have to put up with this all the time. So.
Hey, good way to start a Friday, right?
Yeah.
So. What's new? What's new in our world here around Madison?
Well, here's what's going on today. We get a new state Supreme Court justice. Susan Crawford is going to be sworn in today at 4:30. And that locks in our liberal majority on the state Supreme Court until at least 2028. That will be the next time that the balance could possibly shift that largely or shift more to the conservative side. So that'll be interesting. We're locked in now for a little bit, which we don't typically see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to talk about something positive today because it's a Friday and I want to talk about something positive.
Oh, great.
Okay. Let's do that. Yeah.
We never do that here. So go ahead.
Do you guys remember when Madison launched the CARES program in 2021, kind of after the height of the pandemic? That's where they send a mental health worker and a paramedic to some 911 calls when they're nonviolent and they seem to be a mental health crisis. Do you remember that?
Yes. That was really a nice addition to helping the police force out, actually. Yes.
They've now gone to 10,000 calls all over Madison over the last four years.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Wow.
Right? That's a ton of people that are eventually not being let into the criminal justice system, and what they really need is, you know, mental health care. But it also takes that load off police officers who are not mental health professionals.
Right.
And so the city's pretty proud of that achievement to be able to hit 10,000 over the last 4 years. That's a lot of situations where, you know, they avoided sending police. Well,
yeah, that was a successful test program. I love it. I love to hear this. Yeah.
And they expanded to Sun Prairie earlier this year. So it's, you know, smaller
good
community.
News.
So they've only had like 40 calls there. But I'm sure they'll have more to
come. That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a great program. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
The corpse flower is blooming, you guys. Have you ever smelled one?
Oh, wait. This is the
corpse flower.
Oh, this is the stinky flower.
Yes, the big stinky flower. Where do we have that housed?
We have it over at Olbrich, but because they have blooming butterflies right now, so usually it's in the middle of the conservatory, but they have it kind of toward the back in the greenhouse instead. This one bloomed 2 years ago, and 2 years ago I covered it, and there was this line of people so long outside the building waiting for their turn to go smell it. It was wild because it only blooms for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, is it a pretty flower? Is it something attractive to see? Or is it just the horrible smell that people want a sample of? What is it?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both. It's 7 feet tall. Like, it's really big. And, you know, it smells like rotting flesh, the whole idea, so it can attract pollinators. But it also is all blood red in the middle, also to attract all these flies and stuff.
Wow.
So
it's,
I wouldn't call it pretty, and the smell is not worth it.
Here's the thing, you know, instead of just having it housed in the greenhouse, they should put up a little stage set that looks like the shop.
The little shop of horrors. That's a great idea. Yeah. Should take that. Oh, yeah, boy. That's a good idea. Well, okay.
We could call it Little Shop of Horticulture.
There you go.
Savannah,
beautiful.
For the win.
Wow. Okay.
Nice. Good idea.
Great stuff, Savannah.
All right. Anything else we should be aware of? Or?
That's what we got. If you want to go smell it for some reason, your time's limited because it started was it Wednesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon? Something like that. It's still blooming right now.
Okay.
But you do need tickets, and the tickets will tell you exactly what time you're walking in because it's in such high demand. People really want to smell this stinky thing.
Well, that's great. What an attraction. Thanks a lot,
Savannah. Savannah, thank you so much.
That's great stuff.
That's Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Just all amazing. Right. Really is. Oh, man. I tell you.
That's great. What do you got for us?
All right. I don't know. We're looking at maybe possibly health care as an issue for the Democratic Party. I mentioned this in our promo that I have the secret, the formula
you do.
For the Democrats to come back. This is a big deal. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay. Well, just hold on to your thought. Okay. Well, let's go to the phones.
I'll see if I can. You know, I have an attention span that is shorter than an ant's.
Yes, I know that.
Dick's been waiting for a while, so we'll see.
He's been waiting forever. He's been on the phone
forever. We have to go to Dick here. So let's listen.
Good morning, Dick. What do you got on your mind?
Oh, good morning, guys. You know, I hate to do this after Savannah had all that good news and happiness.
Yes, but bring us back down. Okay.
Here's an experiment that isn't going well, and that's Trump's presidency. And you mentioned that situation, that little get-together, and it's all paid for already.
Yes.
Supposedly. Well, here's something that isn't. He's going to fleece us for re-upping that plane that he got given to him.
Oh, yeah, the plane.
Yeah, and it's only going to cost like a few billion. That's not bad.
That's right. I have that story. Senator Hagerty and the Republicans just voted to let Trump take the Qatari jet with him when he leaves office.
What?
I mean, talk about insanity. I mean, talk about corruption. If they ever try to come at a Democrat again and say there's corruption here or there's something wrong, and, you know, all you have to do is say Trump and the mega Congress, and that's all. You just need to walk away, drop the mic, and walk away.
Yeah.
Yep. That'd be it.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. Several billion dollars to refurbish that thing.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
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 All right, Dick.
Of course, he's going to have all this, you know, this high-tech spy stuff in his airplane, right? What is he going to do with that? Spying the next president?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably.
Well, he's probably not going to leave. That's the other problem.
Yeah.
All right, Dick. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate that call. 608-879-8255. That's our number. You can call us. Phone lines are back open. Okay.
All right. I read this story. I have the secret way of the Democrats finally coming back into power.
Oh, okay. Yes.
How they can do it, you know, poll numbers are low for the Democrats, but I think I've got the way to bring us back.
Well, tell us. Share with us.
But
let us know.
But I'm going to lead into that story, my revelation, with this.
Okay.
Democrats now want to use electricity, the cost of electricity, to take on the Republicans and Donald Trump in the elections. Can you believe that this is what they want to go for? The high cost of electricity is what they want to run on. Not what John Peterson says, you know, universal health care. Who the hell cares about universal health care? Anyway.
Electricity?
Yeah.
How is that going to help anything?
Senator Elizabeth Warren, to the six Trump cabinet secretaries, asked administration officials to explain why they are cutting programs to help Americans pay for high energy costs while passing a tax cut that eliminated incentives for cheaper forms of energy like wind and solar.
Okay.
I think it's a good argument, a good question to ask these six Trump cabinet secretaries.
Yes.
She wrote, rather than keeping his campaign promise to cut the price of energy and electricity in half, he did say that, families are paying higher and higher utility bills. Trump's tax changes are expected to reduce the amount of cheap renewables on the grid and increase the cost of building them. Wind and solar are now largely cheaper than fossil fuels like natural gas and coal. They are cheaper. So, you know, I have a plan that is in addition to this, Elizabeth Warren, okay?
All right.
You can certainly go for the higher cost of electricity. Everybody's feeling that pain. They get the bill every month. We're seeing it. Good argument. Got it. Okay. But here's the plan. And I'm just copying what the Republicans did.
Okay.
They went for the mega base.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for the more progressive base, the AOCs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to get in there and just firm up the base. And what happened with the mega base? It expanded. It grew. If we just went to the base is where we have the best programs, the best way to run this country, the least costly way to run this country. And we're going to have to rebuild the entire country, by the way, after 3.5 years. We're going to have to replace everything with something better, less costly, streamlined,
yes,
and with programs that actually help the American public. We have to spend money on us, not the billionaires with tax cuts, not all of this. And I don't even know what we're going to do now with all this tariff money coming in. We can't certainly cut that. It's like putting something in place that we just can't get rid of because we're trying to pay down the national debt. So here we are. Let's just go to the base. They have the right ideas. That's Gen Z and the millennials.
Let's
appeal to them. Not just appeal to them. Let's put them in charge.
Right.
Right?
Yes. I think that's absolutely right.
They are determined to do this. My sons, you know, they're Gen Zers, 26 and 23. They are very matter of fact. They are very specific, and they are driven. They don't compromise like I always compromise around the house, saying, "Well, you know, we can't do that. We have a history of doing this.
Yeah, we
got to
do it. We got to do it this way."
Ah, screw you, Dad. You know, I understand their. Why they're so driven and they want to change things so dramatically because they're not getting the houses. They're not getting the cars. They're not getting the opportunities that we have.
Yeah.
They don't have the
future.
Pensions.
Yeah.
They have a gig economy.
Yeah.
They don't have all the benefits anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but how about the universal basic income?
Yes.
We should have that as well.
Absolutely.
As part of our platforms because we've got to help people pay for the gig economy, the contractors out there right now.
Exactly.
Are you trying to get rid of me? Are you saying I'm done?
Maybe.
Are you saying it's all over, John?
I'm saying it's I think, no.
Okay. Yeah. We've run
just
out
waving
of time.
His hand.
We've run out of time in this break.
That's it. 19 past the hour. When we come back, we'll get an update on the weekend weather from WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
Guys, Trump.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Oh, God.
Gilded Age.
Comes around.
You got it, WMDX. John and Gordy, 92.7.
It is 7:23. We've got hazy sunshine. We'll get to our updated forecast from Brittany Merlot in just a moment, but want to remind you this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they know all about it. Give them a call, 608-249-4077, or go to their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. All right.
All right.
Let's get to the weather. Brittany Merlot, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. Better now. How are you guys?
Well, you know, we're still trying to, you know, find our way through the smoke. You know, it's pretty thick down here. We can hardly see in front of us.
Right.
So it was bad yesterday, wasn't it? It was bad.
Didn't enjoy being number one, the world's worst air quality yesterday.
Oh, were we really? Right? I didn't hear that. No kidding.
Wisconsin on top. Hey. Look at us.
Okay.
And think of the tariff we have to pay now for all that Canadian smoke.
Yeah.
Seriously. They need to keep it up there.
Yeah. So when is this going to get out of here? When are we going to get some wind to push this out?
The wind isn't going to get here until Sunday, probably. Mm. We'll start to pick up and move it out completely. So I do think it's going to be here in some capacity, but much thinner than yesterday. We've got that air quality alert, obviously, until about noon today. It's already starting to retreat more off to the north, a little bit further to the west. And it's actually a little bit better on the southeast side of Madison. You're in a yellow spot versus orange at about a 108 AQI at this moment. But, I mean, we hit like 225 yesterday up in Door County. So cut that in half.
Wow.
We're doing better already.
Yeah.
But this high-pressure system is the reason. The jet stream kind of shifted to the south. So, obviously, it dragged that in up from Canada, sitting right over us. And the high pressure stays here all weekend, which is the reason why we're so nice and dry and comfortable. But, of course, dealing with that air quality probably all weekend long.
Mm.
Kind of blocking that sunshine, unfortunately. Yeah. Much brighter, though, tomorrow. Highs getting warmer too. Mid 70s today. We'll be at about 80 tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
So August starting out okay, except for all the smoke and the haze.
Everything changes.
The air quality index.
During the break, we were talking about the fact that, you know, Brittany Merlot likes to take chances. You know,
right.
She likes to explore.
She's a daredevil.
In dangerous areas of the state.
Yes.
And kayaking. You know, we were thinking about the John and Gordy kayak into work day. And
were we?
We weren't sure if that
You missed the meeting, but
that would work.
No, we need to go out. I think that would be so much fun. All three of us. Four of us. Tom, you got to come.
Yeah. I'll join up. Yeah. I'll join up. Yeah. Yes.
So,
and then we do a kayak race too.
See that'd be good.
Brittany, I have a feeling you're going to win.
Yeah. You are.
I haven't practiced in a minute.
Don't you just flip over in those things right away?
No.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. See, that's the scary part. You know, I'll go ziplining with you someday. I'd love to go ziplining. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. We've got that up in Minocqua, I believe. So you got to come up my way. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, they've got all kinds of them around the Dells, too.
Yeah. Right.
So what about rock climbing? Do rock climbing?
I've got the nails.
You don't like
it? I don't rock climb as much.
How about spelunking? You do any cave exploring? Spelunking?
Yes. I used to do that all the time.
Really?
In Minnesota.
Wow.
Ooh, goodness. Or you climb the waterfalls, too.
Yes.
You climb upstream.
Yeah.
Wow.
Too much fun.
That is. That would be very nice.
Gotta wear the
helmet.
Refreshing. Gotta be careful.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Brittany, thank you so much. You have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
Let's keep planning.
Talk to you next week.
All right.
That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist.
Let's go to the phones now. We have Mark on the line. Mark, what do you got for us today?
Well, you kind of tore, you know, you're talking about universal income. I mean, for God's sakes, Thomas Paine was proposing that back in Agrarian Justice, among the other works he wrote, Common Sense, Age of Reason, The Rights of Man. He also wrote Agrarian Justice and actually proposed, you know, more or less a universal income. Also proposed, you know, a program to give kids coming out a head start, you know, the ability to buy property so they could build a home.
Yes.
Start a business kind of thing. It's, I'm kind of, you know, that, you know, kind of put in it, you know, that my own, you know, that what I drew from that. But I mean, it is just beyond me that, and now we've got the reactivation of Joe Biden stole 2020. You know, we've got Ron Johnson, you know, reactivating the whole thing on the fake, you know, the whole election was stolen thing. Mm-hmm. And my question is what the heck did we gain by not prosecuting Ron Johnson for participating in the fake electors thing? Every single one of those people that participated in the fake electors things, asses should be in jail. Ron Johnson should have a millstone tied. He should carry a millstone around with him for the rest of his life with that, you know, the old punishment.
He lied. He knew about what was in that. Everything. He knew everything. And he acted like, oh, well, I don't really pay much attention to my texts. I don't really care too much about this. I didn't know anything. That was such a lie. I can't, you know, I still can't wrap my head around it. You're right.
And he's out there reactivating this lie. I mean, doubling down on it. And I mean that the man apparently had a telephone town hall. I didn't hear about it until it was, you know, passed. I guess it was over. But I mean, if that guy showed up for an actual town hall, I mean, I would have to go there and I'd probably get dragged out because I'd be saying inappropriate words to the man. It is just, it is just beyond me. And then I texted you for Emil Bove. I mean, that man should be greeted with every place he goes. She should be greeted with what he was telling his staff to tell the other courts to do when they get called in to testify. I mean, that the man deserves no respect at all, period.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Mark, thank you for your call. It is 7:29. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll be checking in with Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens. Got the latest on the Brewers' great run.
Now, keep this in mind.
Yeah.
Keep this.
What?
They're calling it now sneakflation, you know, with these tariffs and everything.
Yeah.
Prices are going to go up, and we're not going to really notice. It's not going to be, like, hitting us in the face like inflation did. It's sneakflation.
We'll talk more about that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, and we are just having a wonderful time today, aren't we?
Talking about
all the bad things that are going on in the country,
overlooking
State Street and Capital City, Madison.
First day of August.
We tried to put a real positive spin on all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hazy sunshine. The air quality is just the worst in the world.
We're blowing smoke rings from Canada.
Yes. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I don't know why I said
that. Yeah, highs in the mid-70s today, and that air quality alert in place until at least noon. And then they'll check it again.
Yeah, they'll check
it. Still bad.
If they can still see.
If they can see their way to the instrument. Okay, anyway. Want to remind you that, you could get in on a 4-pack of Brewer tickets. Yes, it's our free ticket Friday. And the key word this hour is fly. And you can get in on it if you get that word to us before 8 a.m. Up for grabs, a 4-pack of tickets to Friday's game, Friday, August 8th, next Friday, against the Mets at AmFam Field. And to do that, just jump on the Civic Media app. Find WMDX, use the text button, send that keyword FLY, F-L-Y, FLY. And don't forget for more chances to win later in the day on the Civic Media Radio Network. Okay, and coming up in a little while here, we'll be checking in with Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens. He'll give us the latest on what's happening with the Brewers and also the Packers as they get into their season.
Yeah, get ready for that. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Okay.
And I'll be telling my near catch foul ball. Story is certainly turned into gold already. So.
You could have caught that ball. It was so close. It was right there. You had it in your hands, and then it slipped away.
And the problem is, you know, I had, and I never drink beer too much anymore.
Not very much.
Yeah, but I had a beer in my hand and I couldn't catch the ball with two hands.
Yeah.
If I had two hands, I could have done it. Well, I still have two hands.
But the guy behind you got it. It was in your seat after you couldn't catch it.
I could have turned around and just insisted I take the ball back.
Yeah.
But that would have been one of those moments on the Jumbotron that they would
play forever.
Play forever, yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that. You don't need that.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, the big tariff deals are in place.
Oh, boy.
And Wall Street is shuddering from the increase in tariffs on those nations that didn't come to some stupid agreement with this idiot. But here there is analysis already on this. Trump's tariffs that are currently in effect have raised the effective U.S. tariff rate from 2% to 18%, the highest since 1934. An economist at the Yale Budget Lab have come up with this number. That works out to $2,400 a year in added cost for the average American family. $2,400 a year added on to whatever the American family is spending this year.
That is the
extra cost of these tariffs.
Yikes.
Even though it's going into the general fund, it's paying off a lot of the tax cuts that we just put in place, which, by the way, they also cut our health care and energy costs. Now, you know, everything that we could have saved money on, they cut that for the billionaire tax cut.
Unbelievable.
A higher universal tariff, if that's what Trump's ultimate decision is to implement, would add to that cost $435 billion of taxes paid by U.S. consumers and businesses. Mm. It's a value-added tax, essentially, is what this is. We're paying a tax on all the products that we're buying. And he's celebrating, and the mega cult is saying, wow, what a deal maker. Oh,
great.
We're paying for this.
Yes. It's outrageous.
I know it is outrageous. Okay. I have this, and I want to play this. I don't know how this is going to work out. Okay. This is a rant that Trump went on when he was in Scotland about the windmills. Okay. And we know that windmills are there to grind grain down into flour.
These are really wind turbines.
Wind turbines is
That's what he's trying to talk about here.
So anyway, I'm going to put a little scary music underneath this. This is music from the day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh boy,
the first film. Now just a classic, absolute classic. Yeah. But I put that music underneath his rant on windmills. Okay, so let's just hear how this sounds.
Can't wait. Let's play it. Okay.
And the other thing I say to Europe, we will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains. And I'm not talking about airplanes. I'm talking about beautiful plains, beautiful areas in the United States. And you look up and you see windmills all over the place. It's a horrible thing. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's no good.
No, they're made in China.
Almost all of them. When they start to rust and rot in 8 years, you can't really turn them off. You can't bury them. They won't let you bury the propellers, you know, the props, because they're a certain type of fiber that doesn't go well with the land. That's what they say. The environmentalists say you can't bury them because the fiber doesn't go well with the land.
He's an idiot.
In other words, if you bury it, it will harm our soil. The whole thing is a con job. It's very expensive.
You know about that.
And in all fairness, Germany tried it, and wind doesn't work. You need subsidy for wind, and energy should not need subsidy. With energy, you make money. You don't lose money. But more important than that is it ruins the landscape. It kills the birds. They're noisy. You know, you have a certain place in the Massachusetts area that the last 20 years had one or two whales wash ashore, and over the last short period of time, they had 18.
What?
Okay? Because it's driving them loco. It's driving them crazy.
18 whales?
Now, windmills will not come. It's not going to happen in the United States.
Okay.
And it's very expensive. And I would love to see. I mean, today I'm playing the best course, I think, in the world, Turnberry. Even though I own it, it's probably the best course in the world. Yeah? And I look over the horizon and I see
commercial
nine windmills. It's like, great. At the end of the 18th, I said, isn't that a shame? What a shame. You have the same thing all over Europe in particular. You have windmills all over the place. Some of the countries prohibit it, but People ought to know that these windmills are very destructive. They're environmentally unsound, just the exact opposite. Because the environmentalists, they're not really environmentalists. They're political hacks.
Okay.
They're
these are people that
almost want to harm the country.
Yeah.
But you look at these beautiful landscapes all over the you know, the world. Many countries have gotten smart. They will not allow it. They will not. The worst form of energy, the most expensive form of energy. Yeah. But
he's still talking?
Windmills should not be allowed.
Well, wow.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty bad. Those windmills are really, really bad.
I think that's what he was trying to say.
I think he said all that, by the way, when he was sitting with the EU representative who negotiated the deal.
Right.
I mean, she's just sitting
there. Oh, God, please make it end.
When
Catherine said, I would fire him for this live read.
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, I think the music adds to it, though.
Yes. Right? Yeah, that was a good touch. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Thank you. And by the way, there was a sign. Somebody held up a sign in Scotland that said, "I pray the big beautiful Bill will be the name of Trump's cellmate in prison." Big beautiful Bill.
Hey,
he's
Bill.
In that cell. Over Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Crazy.
And Onion headline, Trump still polling well with working class American pedophiles.
Okay.
It says their polling analysts explained the poll results indicated that Trump's agenda still spoke to the large number of Americans primarily concerned with kitchen table issues, like whether or not they'll be able to afford a 13-year-old prostitute. There you go. That's the Onion.
That's from the Onion.
They're continuing. Okay. They're great.
Yeah.
Who's got the subscription around here?
Nobody anymore.
Sam
took it with him.
Sam took it with him. Yeah. My God, can't do anything anymore.
Well, we got to pitch in and I'll get another Onion subscription.
All right, now let's get to this. Governor Bill Lee has State Representative Brother Jones, right? You know Brother Jones, right?
Yes.
Justin Jones is his name. Blocked this guy from entering an event announcing a state-sanctioned private, and this is it, a private Tesla tunnel from the Nashville airport.
What?
Elon Musk will control this tunnel only for Teslas leaving the airport and going to the airport. It's a Tesla tunnel.
Why? Would you need that?
A tunnel only for Teslas to and from the Nashville airport. Representative Justin Jones kept telling security, this project and airport are in my district, and they wouldn't let him in for the announcement, all right? Now, a plan like this is going to require a lot of taxpayer dollars for the setup, even though a lot of people are saying, no, that tunnel won't cost the taxpayers any money at all, But here is Representative Jones in his own voice, and listen to what he has to say here.
Okay.
This is 179. Justin Jones in Tennessee.
And if you want to rush through this project, which the governor has called the coolest project he's worked on, and lied to taxpayers and said there's no cost to them. Number one, we're giving away free state land to a private company owned by the richest man in the world. Number two, let's talk about the cost that's going to be bared by Nashvillians who are inevitably going to be impacted by the health and pollution impacts, as we've seen with Elon Musk companies in Texas. When they try to build a similar project in Nevada, we're fined because of repeated violations of health and safety and pollution standards. And let's talk about the cost that's going to go back to workers when they are injured. Elon Musk does not treat his workers with dignity or decency, does not care about their well-being. And finally, let's talk about the cost to Tennessee taxpayers who will be left to pay the bill when Elon Musk leaves us with a mess and does not finish his projects as he's so prone to do, and as so many other communities have stopped this project from coming. And you want to use our constituents as a guinea pig. Rush this through. We found about this on the weekend, and then now we're here on Monday. You made an announcement already on Thursday morning at 8 a.m. We're voting on this. I mean, I've never seen something happen so quickly, but when I want people to look before me, they see a captured government, a government owned by corporations, owned by the billionaires, and not in service to everyday people, not government of, by, and for the people.
But
this is what government
Jones.
Of, by, and for corporations, and we should vote no on this. It's shameful, our people deserve better.
We're a captured government.
Yeah.
All right. Captured government. Let's go to something else. No, this is also in Tennessee. Oh, my God. Yeah, Tennessee GOP drafted a bill completely completely ridiculous bill to eliminate the age requirements for marriage. A bill has been proposed in the Tennessee state legislature that would establish a common law marriage between one man and one woman with no age limit. Let's listen to cut number 108. 108. Here we go.
The state legislature would establish a common law marriage between one man and one woman. But the age of both is cause for controversy.
It's a common law marriage bill that's raising some questions. Yeah. Here's how the bill sponsor describes a law being considered that would add a new marriage option for Tennesseans.
So all this bill does is give an alternative form of marriage.
But missing from the bill are age requirements, opening the door for possible child marriages, something the bill sponsor...
There is not an explicit age limit.
Representative Mike Stewart, a Democrat who sits on the subcommittee the bill passed out of, says he doesn't understand the motivation. He adds it could open up the possibility to cover up child sex abuse.
It should not be there as a basically a get-out-of-jail-free card for people who are basically committing statutory rape. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. So that's another reason why this terrible bill should be eliminated.
All right.
Well, that's Tennessee.
That's an example of what's going on in Tennessee, my friends.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Okay. 7:48. When we come back, we'll be talking with Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports reporter, right here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX. John and Gordy. And we're about to talk sports. Mm-hmm. We know nothing about sports.
Well, we know very little.
Yeah, almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
We have come very close to sports, but
we'll get to Mike Clemens in just a moment.
Just a few moments.
Just want to let you know this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family owned and community focused. Give them a call, 608-249-4077, or check out their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Again, Jim and Sarah do a terrific job. Check them out today, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay, let's get into sports now with our fabulous Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
John and Gordon, I know even less about sports than you guys do, so we're in trouble.
Wow. Wait a minute.
I thought you guys were going to carry the ball here.
I'm in it for
the people and the refreshments. Okay?
That's my line. You know,
wait
that,
a minute.
I'm in it for.
When you're in the up there in the sports booth, they've got a big buffet, right, in a room, and you get free food.
That's all he's
it's
doing.
All
he's eating. That's all he's doing. He's just eating. He's there. He's not watching the game.
So you're one of my followers on Twitter, are you?
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Speaking of refreshments,
yes.
Didn't you guys go to the ball game the other night?
Tuesday night.
Brewers game?
We have a couple of things to talk to you about that.
Yes.
What was your favorite thing to eat? Or did you eat much?
I had a Johnsonville brat. It was excellent. Yeah.
I had a barbecued brisket, and it was wonderful as well. Fantastic. Yeah.
What's your choice?
Do you eat? What do you have there?
We've got this nice little cafeteria that's up there, you know.
Right.
That's right.
You have the spread out, and,
you know, yeah. Yeah, euchre. Well, you pay $15 for it. That's all, though. That's a pretty good price.
That's
right?
a good price.
But I have a tendency to sneak away, like maybe during the seventh inning stretch, and I go down to get these pecans, roasted pecans.
Oh, man.
Oh, those are wonderful.
And when I come back, people say, where'd you go? I said, to get a bag of nuts. So then I hold that up very proudly and move on.
Okay. Well, and anybody else, volunteer to hold those nuts? Okay. All right, look, everybody goes to the baseball game for, some reason, and I think one of the big reasons is to catch a foul ball, right?
So John had a chance.
I really, honest to God, had a chance to catch a foul ball from a Brewer. hitter, and it you know how it goes really high and then it starts dropping down, you know.
Yes, and, we know how sure. a ball works.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't come speeding at you. You okay. know? So
that,
I mean,
that
it's
thing, gravity. That thing gravity kicks in every time. Yeah,
see, gravity happens.
Yeah.
So sure. anyway, it's not coming down at a high rate of speed, and it's easy to catch at that point. But I had a beer in my hand, and it was coming Uh-oh. Straight at me.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
it was straight at me, and yeah. I reached up with one hand, and I tried to grab it and wrap my hands around it, but I could not do
it.
And I muffed it, and it went on my arm. And apparently, Linda just texted us, who was our winner, who went to the game with
sitting
us.
Sitting next to you.
Yes, she was sitting next to me. She says the ball hit her in the head.
After it hit your arm.
Which I did not see. Which, yeah. by the way, leaves that ball up for grabs at that point, because it fell behind me on my seat, and the guy behind me grabbed the ball and took it.
Yeah.
So well, there it
there's
is.
There's one important question in all this.
Yeah.
Is the beer going to be okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you drop the beer? Well,
no, I kept, okay. I had a hold of that beer. I did not lose it, but I go. Did lose Atta the boy. Ball from, I think, I've, Collins. Is there a baseball player on the team? Collins.
Isaac Collins, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He hit the ball. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing really well. He's one of these, you know, acquisitions that Matt Arnold has made. The GM has, you know, acquired all kinds of no-name guys. And here the Brewers have got the best record in baseball right now.
All right.
Even better than the Yankees or the Dodgers or even the Cubs, where they got a full game lead on them.
Yep.
There's like a lot of parity going on right now. The Brewers have a winning percentage of .593. The best in baseball right now is going into tonight's game against the Nationals. And that's the lowest win ratio in the history of baseball heading into the month of August.
Wow.
So
that's
it's all very
incredible.
Even right now in the major leagues.
That is
and,
great.
And they just made a big trade, too, and right?
Did they?
Yeah,
is that right?
I don't know. If so, you know what? Kind of going through it this morning, you know what they did? Nestor Cortez is a guy that they picked up from the Yankees when they traded away Devin Williams, to move on financially, et cetera.
Okay.
And he's been out since, like, April with an elbow strain in his throwing elbow. So they picked up an outfielder, a 28-year-old outfielder, in a trade with the San Diego Padres. But, you know, Caleb Durbin is a guy that they picked up also in that trade. Well, he's turned out to be one of your hottest players,
yeah.
along with that Isaac Collins you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, we'll wait until the dust settles and all that. But they kind of did a little maintenance on their roster with these moves yesterday.
Yeah. You know, I think they should get better conditioned players and
what?
maybe take a few from the Savannah Banana League, you know, because those guys know yeah. how to backflips. They know how to do all sorts of things out there
yes.
in the field. They're not injured. They don't get injured doing that.
Yeah.
There's a kid in the Packers locker room that's from Savannah, too, and I want to ask him about, you know, what does he know about the Savannah Bananas? Because I've seen people talking about them, and I'm not very familiar with it.
Oh, go on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
And
yeah,
usually,
check it out.
Usually on a Saturday night, we're ready to, you know, squirrel around the TV tube, and we're looking at ESPN, and it's usually they have a game on there live, game. And it's just unbelievable stuff, really fantastic. They are real athletes in that
That's
league.
That's a trivia question for the show.
Okay.
Savannah Banana, is that a team or a drink?
Should be a drink.
Hey, Mike, we are all out of time.
We
need to talk to you again real soon.
Oh.
We didn't even get to the Packers.
How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's have you back next week. We'll set that up.
All right, boys. Have a good week.
All right, Mike.
That's
Thank
Mike
you.
Clemens, Civic Media sports reporter. Man, too much to talk about in too little time.
I know.
Yeah. We got to get him back next week, Dom. Let's set that up.
Let's do it.
All right. That's going to do it for us. And we hope you have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday with a brand new show.
I hope some of this program made sense to everybody.
we don't
have an attention span on this show.
No, we don't. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. Have a great weekend. Right. Talk to you Monday. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.